Module 4, Chapter 13, Stock Buybacks. Share repurchases, commonly known as stock buybacks, occur when a company decides to buy back its shares from the marketplace. This action can have a range of implications for investors and the company's valuation. In fundamental analysis, understanding the rationale and impact of buybacks is essential to evaluate the broader financial health and strategy of a company. Stock buybacks are a mechanism through which a company reinvests in itself by purchasing its shares from the market, reducing the number of outstanding shares. Companies might employ buybacks for several reasons, including a belief that the stock is undervalued, to boost financial ratios, or to offset dilution from stock compensation. Analyzing these actions provides insights into management's perspective on company valuation and their capital allocation strategy. What it is and what it shows. At its core, a buyback signals the company's decision to spend part of its cash reserves or borrow to repurchase its shares. Here are some implications and considerations. Earnings per share, EPS. As buybacks reduce the number of outstanding shares, they often lead to an increase in EPS, which can make the company's stock appear more attractive. Example, a company with 1 million rupees in earnings and 1 million outstanding shares would have an EPS of 1 rupee. If the company buys back 100,000 shares, the EPS rises to 1 rupee and 11 paise, 1 rupee million slash 900,000. Undervaluation signal, a buyback can be an indication that the company's management believes the stock is undervalued, signaling a bullish stance on its future. Capital allocation, buybacks represent a decision to allocate capital toward share repurchase rather than other investments, such as R&D, acquisitions, or dividends. This decision can be analyzed in the context of the company's growth prospects and current valuation. Debt and buybacks. If a company borrows money to finance a buyback, it can lead to increased leverage, potentially making the company riskier in the long run. Example, a company with little debt might decide to leverage its balance sheet by borrowing 500,000 rupees to repurchase shares. While this might boost EPS, it also increases the company's debt load. How to trade it? When a company announces a buyback, here are strategic steps to consider in trading and investment decisions. 1. Research the rationale, understand the company's stated reasons for the buyback. Is it a sign of confidence, an effort to manipulate EPS, or a response to external pressures? 2. Evaluate financial health. Ensure the company can afford the buyback without compromising its financial stability. Check cash reserves, debt levels, and other liquidity metrics. 3. Consider market reaction. Often, the market reacts positively to buyback announcements, pushing the stock price higher. However, it's essential to assess if this initial reaction is justified based on the company's fundamentals. 4. Analyze long-term implications. Buybacks can have long-term implications, especially if funded by debt. Consider how this impacts the company's future growth prospects and risk profile. 5. Diversify. While a buyback might make a company's stock more attractive in the short term, it's essential to diversify investments and not overly concentrate on a single stock or sector. In conclusion, stock buybacks play a significant role in fundamental analysis, offering insights into a company's valuation, management's confidence, and capital allocation strategies. Like all tools in analysis, buybacks should be viewed in conjunction with other metrics and indicators to get a holistic view of a company's health and future prospects.